Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. Today, we're diving into a profound topic that touches the very core of our spiritual journey, God's mercy. This divine gift has the power to transform our lives in ways we can scarcely imagine. Today's Bible verse is from Titus chapter 3, verse 5. Not because of any righteous deeds we had done, but because of His mercy. He saved us through the bath of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit. That's Titus chapter 3, verse 5.
Let's delve into the profound concept of God's mercy. It's crucial to understand that this incredible gift isn't something we earn through our good deeds or righteous actions. No matter how hard we try, we can't work our way into deserving God's mercy. It's freely given a pure expression of His love for us. Think about that for a moment. The Creator of the universe, in all His perfection and holiness, chooses to extend mercy to us despite our flaws and shortcomings. It's a gift that goes beyond our human understanding, a divine embrace that draws us closer to His goodness and grace. The depth of this mercy is truly astounding. It's not just a simple pardon, but a transformative force in our lives. It's God's heart burning with an overwhelming desire to pour out His love upon us, even when we least deserve it. This unearned gift serves as a constant reminder of God's boundless compassion and His desire for a relationship with us. Let's dive deeper into this beautiful concept of spiritual cleansing and renewal through God's mercy. Imagine stepping into a refreshing bath, washing away not just physical dirt, but the burdens of your soul. This is what God's mercy offers us: a chance to be reborn, to start anew. It's not just a superficial cleanse, but a profound transformation that reaches the very core of our being. Through this process, we're not simply covering up our past mistakes or trying to forget them. Instead, we're allowing God's love to penetrate our hearts, washing away the guilt, shame, and regret that may have been weighing us down. This renewal isn't a one-time event, but an ongoing journey of growth and transformation. As we open ourselves to this divine cleansing, we begin to see changes in our thoughts, attitudes, and actions. We find ourselves aligning more closely with God's will, developing a deeper sense of compassion, and experiencing a renewed sense of purpose. This inner transformation impacts every aspect of our lives, from our relationships to our daily decisions. Remember, this process isn't about perfection, but progress. It's about allowing God's mercy to continually shape us, mold us, and guide us towards becoming the best version of ourselves. So let's embrace this gift of rebirth and renewal, allowing it to transform us from the inside out. Let's take a moment to reflect on the immense gift of God's mercy and the importance of acknowledging it in our lives. This unearned, undeserved grace is something we should never take for granted. When we truly appreciate the depth of God's mercy, it becomes a wellspring of hope and strength for our daily journey. Think about the times when you felt overwhelmed by life's challenges or burdened by your own shortcomings. In those moments, God's mercy shines brightest, offering comfort and reassurance. It reminds us that we're never alone, never beyond redemption, and always loved unconditionally. By recognizing and appreciating God's mercy, we open ourselves to its transformative power. It becomes a source of resilience, helping us bounce back from setbacks and face adversities with courage. This divine gift provides the strength to persevere when our own reserves are depleted. Moreover, God's mercy offers hope, hope for second chances, for healing, and for a future aligned with His will. It assures us that no matter how far we may stray, His love and forgiveness are always within reach. This hope becomes an anchor for our souls, steadying us through life's storms. Now that we've explored the depth of God's mercy, let's consider how we can live our lives in response to this incredible gift. God's mercy isn't just something we receive passively. It's a transformative force that should shape our actions and attitudes every day. First and foremost, living in God's mercy means extending that same mercy to others. Just as we've been forgiven, we're called to forgive. This can be challenging, especially when we've been deeply hurt, but it's a powerful way to reflect God's love in our lives. Secondly, God's mercy should inspire gratitude in us. This gratitude can manifest in how we approach each day, seeing it as a gift and an opportunity to serve God and others. It can change our perspective on challenges, helping us to trust in God's goodness, even in difficult times. Living in God's mercy also means striving to align our lives with His will. While we know we'll never be perfect, God's mercy empowers us to keep trying to keep growing in faith and love. Lastly, sharing the message of God's mercy with others is crucial. Our world desperately needs hope and love. By sharing our experiences of God's mercy, we can bring light to those in darkness and help others experience the transformative power of divine love. As we conclude our exploration of God's mercy, let's reflect on its profound impact in our lives. We've seen that mercy isn't earned, but freely given by a loving God. It cleanses and renews us, offering a fresh start regardless of our past. This unmerited gift provides hope and strength for our journey. I encourage you to take a moment today to contemplate God's mercy in your life. How can you embrace it more fully? How might you extend this gift to others? Remember, in God's boundless mercy, we find the ultimate expression of divine love and grace.
Let's close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we stand in awe of your boundless mercy, a gift we could never earn, but that you freely give in your love for us. Thank you for cleansing our hearts, for washing away our burdens, and renewing us with your grace. Help us to embrace this mercy each day, to allow it to shape our lives, and to reflect your love in our actions. May we be instruments of your compassion, forgiving as we have been forgiven, and sharing the hope we find in you with others. Guide us, Lord, as we walk in the light of your mercy, always grateful for the fresh start you give us. Amen. Friends, let's thank God for his boundless love and mercy that holds us close no matter what. May this truth bring you peace and joy as you go about your day. May God's grace and abundant blessings be with you always. Take care, and until next time, stay blessed.